More than 150 of the best women golfers begin their U.S. Open golf tournament tomorrow at the Erin Hills course in Washington County, a few miles west of Holy Hill. The 80th edition of this major championship comes amid growth in the number of women golfers, though things are not yet 50-50 with men. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has this report.
At Storm's golf range in Brookfield, Zoe Grinowitz uses a club known as an iron to whack balls more than 150 yards. Just completing her sophomore year at Divine Savior Holy Angels High School, Grinowitz is already one of the top female teen golfers in Wisconsin. Her team has won the Girls State Golf Championship 2 years in a row. Grinowitz says her success is more than a dozen years in the making.
My mom, like, introduced me kind of to, like, going to the range and stuff when I started playing when I was, like, 3, and then played my first tournament when I was 5. And then once I grew up a little bit more, my dad works from home, and so he was able to take me, and I got to play a lot of golf with him during the summer.
Grinowitz says take your pick as to her passion for golf.
It's like a chicken or the egg. Like, do I love to compete because of golf, or do I love golf because I love to compete? And I really can't tell.
Way back in the heydays of Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, this reporter's high school didn't have a girls' golf team. But many schools have since added them. Divine Savior's girls' coach, Dave Him, says his school is about to add a second JV team. During his 8 years of heading a local girls' golf program, Him says he's seen the young women take advantage of the greater opportunities some of them have and raise their game, especially with accuracy.
You know, the boys, they just want distance, you know, they'll find it later, but these girls just play such solid rounds of golf.
The USGA, or United States Golf Association, which is running this week's tournament at Erin Hills, says 38% of junior golfers in this country are female, more than double the number 15 years ago. Jacob Miller is Midwest Regional Rep for the USGA. He says the Wisconsin State Golf Association offers a program called Youth on Course that recognizes some kids are priced out of golf.
It's a subsidy program that allows kids to play golf for $5 or less, which, you know, one of the barriers for the game is the access, which is, you know, the finances behind the game.
There is a $20 annual membership fee for that program, but Miller says participation is growing. He says other nonprofit organizations, such as First Tee, help with access to drivers, irons, putters, and other golf clubs. First Tee and Milwaukee Public Schools have a partnership, with one estimate being about 90% of girls in the program don't have their own golf equipment. Miller says the USGA is also trying to help more older women learn or get back into playing golf.
That closer to retirement female is really a growing segment of the game. Plus, you know, they're going to bring their daughters and their kids into the game.
At the professional level, the prize money for women is typically still less than for men's tournaments. But this week's presenting partner at Erin Hills, Ally Financial, has helped raise the women's open purse, or total, to $12 million. Ally's Stephanie Marciano says the golf space is a phenomenal territory for marketing.
The goal is to drive our brand and our business forward, and we have seen tremendous results already.
And to hear USGA CEO Mike Wan tell it, the finances and participation for women's golf will continue to grow.
I think if women's golf was a stock, you'd buy it.
The women hitting tee shots at a practice round at Erin Hills this week could certainly pound the ball high and long. The Women's U.S. Open begins Thursday and runs through Sunday. There is a cost to attend, but there will also be network television coverage. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.